Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo, a friar of the province of Malta, who is serving as a missionary in Durres. The preaching today is entitled, Are We Helping Him? There was a problem with the audio, so I'll give you the reading today, and then we'll hear from Father Mamo. The reading is from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus came to his hometown and began to teach the people in the synagogue, so that they were astounded and said, Where did this man get this wisdom and these deeds of power? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph, Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all this? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, Prophets are not without honor, except in their own country and in their own house. And he did not do many deeds of power there because of their unbelief. Thus ends the reading.
Jesus, an itinerant preacher, came to Nazareth, the small village he grew up in. Knowing Jesus, his kind heart and his respect towards his mother, we can imagine that Jesus returned home for a family visit. At the end of chapter 12, Matthew tells us that the mother of Jesus and his brethren wanted to speak to him. Jesus replied, Who is my mother and who are my brethren? Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. It doesn't seem strange to me that he went home to show them his love and to explain himself. On the Sabbath, he taught in their synagogue, and they were astonished, surprised at his teaching and his power. He was one of them. They knew his family. They knew his background. For them, he was the carpenter's son. So it seems natural that they would ask, Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? For us, it is easy to judge these simple people from Nazareth. We shouldn't. We can easily remember Nathanael's answer when Philip told him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said to him, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, Come and see. He went and he saw. He spoke to Jesus, and then he declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. An answer to their question could have been, such power and wisdom could only come from God. They surely remembered how many prophets were taken from their lowly jobs and sent on a mission to preach, to heal sick people, and to cast out devils. It is the mission which later Christ himself gave to his disciples, the fishermen he made fishers of men, and he sent out to the world to make disciples. But there were two things they also knew that Matthew wrote about in chapter 12. They knew that religious authorities, the Pharisees, wanted to silence Jesus, and they joined others in their plan to kill him. His family wanted to protect him as much as possible, and they went to him in an effort to change his way of doing things. They wanted him alive. Maybe Mary, his mother, remembered his answer when, as a young boy, he stayed in the temple without his parents' knowledge. and she asked him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been looking for you anxiously." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying which he spoke to them. The people of Nazareth knew also the rumors that the same religious authorities, the Pharisees, were circulating, saying that Jesus' power and wisdom were the work of the prince of the demons. And these Pharisees were always around to point fingers at Jesus and accuse him, because he was always doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath. For them, he was a man whose company all should avoid. Surely, these people were confused. Do we condemn them because of their unbelief? I'm not trying to justify their unbelief. I am only trying to see if we might not be in the same position as these villagers in Jesus' times. In our days, people are bombarded with ideas, criticisms, and fake news, even about Pope Francis and Pope Benedict before him, because they were not dancing according to their tune. It is said that some of these critics are people in authority. And what about those who tarnish the church with their behavior, abuses, and corruption? Because of their unbelief, Jesus could not work many miracles for the people in Nazareth. Are our ways of living our Christian faith preventing Jesus from working the miracles he would like to in our days? Or are we true disciples who, through their witnessing, help Jesus build his kingdom among us? He once said that he came on earth so that we may have life and have it to the full. Are we helping him?